Okay, it's December 12th, 2019 at 9 a.m. and Board of Supervisors are meeting for Capital Improvements Plan Work Session. It's the first time we've done this. I'll just go through who's here. Laura Solson, Linda Merkin, Lisa Heddens for Supervisors, plus Alyssa Wignall and Sandra King and Dan Harder for Staff. And we have also the Auditor's Office, Auditor Lucy Martin, Assistant Auditor Lisa Markley, so far for department heads, we have Joby Brogdon and we have Mike Cox from Conservation, and I assume we'll have somebody from the Sheriff's Office later because we're in secondary roads because we have some applications from them. So, Leanne, this is the first time we've had this work session. Why don't you, if you wouldn't mind kind of just doing a little summary of the expectations, what you expect out of this session? Help guide where we're going.
I have a presentation that will do that.
Cool.
We are recording, so if you want to make sure your microphones are turned on. You can see that. Okay. So this is language directly out of the existing capital improvements plan. It's been very similar language since the first capital improvements plan was adopted by the board. Just some highlights in red. It really is a guide. That's something you'll hear me say several times. Multi-year, we look out 5-6 years if you include the current fiscal year. Again, it's to help us, to help the board and staff and the public understand what we're planning for. And it is long range in perspective. It's 5 to 6 years, but we still look out beyond then because we're trying to plan ahead for our investments. Implementation tools for acquisition, development, construction, maintenance, and renovation of public facilities, infrastructure, and capital equipment. We do not include bridges and culverts and street improvements. Those are adopted by reference. The 5-year plan is adopted by reference in the capital improvement plan, which is a step the board took, 2 years ago, I think, to incorporate the plan by reference. Again, as I said, it's a planning guide, and it's a guide for future. It is not set in stone, even though we have some dollar amounts. Those are flexible, which we'll get to shortly. Even as we've gone through just the preparation of the forms, there's some amounts have changed. As you get more detail, especially when you're looking at 23, 24, 25 planning horizon, those numbers, inflation, whatever it may be, we can't set those in concrete. And also no funding necessarily identified, hopefully for this upcoming fiscal year, and definitely the current projects are in right now, we have funding identified. When we get into 22, 23, especially a 25-year planning horizon, the fiscal year 25, that's where it gets really iffy. I should mention, thank you to those members of the team that are here, Joby and Lisa, and Mike, and then Lisa and Sandra and I met along with Darren Moon. Joel Arns was there for Barb Steinbeck, and that's it. We met this past Tuesday. Applications were due last Friday at 5. I was able to come in, get them scanned in, get them entered, numbered, which I'll get to shortly, and then get them in the hands of the group, and we met and went over them, and that's why you have a pack of some different numbers today, because that was our preliminary stab at it as well. Again, May 2013 is when we had our first strategic plan, and then that set the groundwork for our first capital improvements plan. It runs on a fiscal year basis, matching the budget for July 1st through June 30th. For the draft CIP that we'll start now working on, the current projects are those in the current fiscal year, so fiscal year 20. Year one then becomes your fiscal year 21, year two, 22, et cetera, all the way down to year five. So I say it's a 5-year plan. It really is a 6-year plan because we incorporate the current fiscal year. The time frame that the board adopted on October is on the screen. All the department heads and elected officials did get requests in by the 6th of December last week. As I said, we had our first meeting this past Tuesday. Today is the first time we've done a work session with the board supervisors. I'm really glad that we're able to build this in now because of my impending leave. That way the board can have a chance and dialogue, give me some direction. so I can get the draft materials back in your hands before I'm gone too. Joby and Mike will be representing me at the work session on January 8th. So I will not be present, but they'll be there to work through the discussions with you. Any questions on the schedule and what I've said thus far? I do want to point out, too, with the adoption of the Watershed Assessment Implementation Matrix, we have a different theme to keep in mind as capital projects are being reviewed. Strategy 3.2 is a Story County Infrastructure Action Step, and it says that we ensure capital projects have a positive or neutral effect on water quality. As we discussed in our team meeting as well, though, we have to follow the stormwater principles and stormwater management practices that have been adopted as a public entity. Still, this is the theme for you to keep in mind.
I just want to make just a quick note here. Do you guys have your current capital improvement plan?
Oh, yes. I have copies.
Oh, okay. All right.
Thank you. If no one has them, I have our ones. Okay, in the current CIP, and since first inception, we have defined capital assets and capital projects, four different types of projects, equipment, new project construction, modification of existing project, and that's where we kind of plan those project continuations, and then building maintenance. You'll see different examples in the current CIP, and then as the requests are submitted, they're asked to select that as well. I'm going to go right into the current CIP then. So if you do want to look at the current plan. So what we did as a team meeting just the other day, we started by going through the time frame and discussing kind of where we are right now. But then we went through the current CIP and just said, is it completed? Is it still underway? Do we remove it? Do we have any modifications to the amount, whatever that may be? So you will not have in your packet anything that's currently in the CIP, with a couple exceptions, when I'll point those out when we go. But when you get the draft CIP, which will be probably the December 23rd or December 27th, you'll have some modifications. And just like normal, they'll be in red font, underlined, strikeouts. But I will share them today so you can at least note them. So if you want to turn to page 7, actually let's start on page 6. This is a list of completed projects at the time the CIP was adopted last year. So as I go through and say a project for fiscal year 19 or 20 has been completed, just know that they will make their way into this list in the draft that you see. So they won't be in the table, actually. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now to page 7. Starting with animal control, phase 2, that is completed. Jovi, did thank you provide me some revised amounts that will be shown in the draft CIP. And then, actually, we won't show them in the draft CIP because they'll be listed and completed. But here's so you have some revised amounts that you can note. Total project cost was $441,241. So $441,244,241. And that's where I start out by saying those numbers, it's a guide. And even despite the best budgeting, best efforts, unanticipated costs come up. You'll see that as we go through some of the continued ones, too, what we thought was going to happen in 2018, 2019 fiscal year, prices have either gone out of the roof in some cases, or some cases they've gone down, too. Army Corps of Engineer Land.
Could I make a comment, though,
yeah.
Just in general, what you're just saying or whatever? Last year, one of the things that I think a couple of the supervisors wanted to really emphasize was that if we could try and get closer, though. And so I think the animal control here is a good indication of, you know, we ended up spending 50% more than anticipated.
Yeah, I think we were pretty much kept apprised of changes.
Correct. Right, but I just, but, you know, so as we go through this, the closer we can get, yeah.
I don't think people don't try to get close, though. I think it just, yeah, I think that things come up that are unanticipated.
Correct. And I think that project evolved. Was the paving planned?
Most of that evolved in multiple things, but a lot of it
had to do with
the HVAC requirements for the type of facility that we weren't, that dictated the cost increase.
Which, when we get to HVAC for Justice Center, you'll see how where Joby last year thought it would be this based on some estimates from contractors because of the design issues now and sizing issues and code issues. Those projects, those numbers are, while he was pretty confident a year ago this time, now we delved into it a little bit deeper, those numbers are not correct. So we'll talk about that reflection too.
Okay, thanks.
Army Corps of Engineer, the land acquisition. We keep on saying we're going to get this done, and we wish it could be completed. It will be continued into, so it will become just an ongoing project, I think, until it's completed.
I'd like to ask about that dollar amount too, though.
But I was just going to say, share some revised dollar amounts on this one. So for fiscal year 20, this will be $36,000. And then for fiscal year 21, it'll be $46,000. So fiscal year 20, $36,000. 21, $46,000. So you'll see that listed both as a current project for fiscal year 20 then in the draft CIP, and then you'll see in fiscal year 21 for an ongoing project.
And, Mike, what I'm remembering from that, from conversations I've been involved in, is that with the Army Corps of Engineers continues to ask for more study, and now they have this and that they're concerned about, and we've had some costs there. Is that correct, or am I misapplying that information?
So the reason I mentioned the 36 this FY is they're doing one of the studies that they're doing. They have found more than what was anticipated, and so they need to continue the study in order to get the permit to sign off on the disposal. So I'm still working through with them what that dollar amount might be. They gave me a range, which I thought was incredibly tight range, but 33 to 36,000. And so at any rate, for additional work, we've already paid them $152,000.
Thank you, because I was going to say this amount looks really low, but it's $152,000 already.
We've already paid them that. And so,
you mean
right,
for the free property?
Yeah.
Right. Ethan is reviewing the memorandum we have with them at the moment, whether or not we need to take additional action on the 36, or whether we addressed that in the memorandum. And so that 36 is just purely a placeholder right now. The 46 includes an estimated expenses for disposal then once we get it. Appraisal work, survey work, those sorts of things. So that's the genesis of those two numbers.
Could you, off the top of your head, approximately how many acres?
200. 197.
197.
That's what
acres
we would acquire from the Corps.
Yep.
So we could have about $230,000 or $250,000 for that many acres.
Yeah, and then there will be income associated with that, too, once we dispose of it.
Mm-hmm.
So some is anticipated to be swaps, and some is anticipated to be just a direct sale once we get it. So there will be some income associated with that as well.
So if it were $250,000, that'd be, if my math is right, about $1,250 an acre. if we're looking at buying it. It's free land, supposedly. I agree with you, but
right, which
we're gonna have a couple thousand.
You know, it's amazing the value of you know, most would probably consider this. It's either ag land, portions of this are ag land, and so you know what the values of that are. Could be, you know, $10,000-$12,000 an acre. And some of it would be what would be considered recreational land, and probably a minimum right now on rec land is $3,000 an acre.
The other day,
market value.
A parcel that went was half timbered very close to the conservation and North Farm went for $7,500 an acre.
Mm-hmm.
I was astounded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's expensive. It's a lot of money for us up front. But on the same token, if we looked at just the sheer market value of that property, we're getting a really good deal.
Yeah. Sorry to belabor the conversation. I just thought since we were talking about it, maybe to share some information. I thank you, Mike.
Prairie Rail Trail will be this item will be completed. Same with is anticipated that the Hickory Grove Watershed Improvement Project will be completed by the end of this fiscal year.
We're still looking at close to those numbers. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
For the Heart of Iowa Nature Trail paving phase one. That number, that will be completed. However, that number will be $748,000. So, did I get that correct?
Yeah, we have it. It was broke down in the current CIP. It was included in FY19 and FY20, I believe.
Right.
For similar amounts. It's essentially... So that's why that 748 looks like a huge jump from the 390, but the intention was to add those two on those two different FYs together.
Continuing on to the next page, the renewable energy cabin, the first one at Dakin's Lake, that will be moved to fiscal year 21.
So we're bypassing it for the entire rest of this fiscal year. So we've from 19 and we're going to jump right to 21 on it, Mike.
Yeah, I haven't given up on it for this fiscal.
Okay.
We may be at a point where we're able to obligate or contract for it this fiscal, but I'm not sure on that yet.
Okay, thank you.
We are proposing adding conservation trust funds in addition to the potential funding sources. And that amount should be modified to $270,000. Sensitive areas inventory will be...
I'm sorry, just a clarification. So you're saying we should go only from $250,000 to $270,000?
That's what we currently have budgeted.
I know that's what you currently have budgeted, but we're looking at it came in at $500,000 the way the design was.
Right.
So you're looking at coming back with us still at $270,000?
We're going back to the drawing board and trying to make it fit, yes.
Okay,
thank
you.
With a smaller cabin and with less sustainable technologies, if you will, practices.
Thank you. I remember you talking about that at one of our previous board meetings, that was your plan.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that we still were going to try and stay right within that tight expenditure, right? Okay, thank you.
Sensitive areas inventory. Phase two will be completed, and the phase two of DISCO Environmental Learning Corridor construction will be completed.
And is $60,000 still good for sensitive areas?
Yes.
What was that?
Is the $60,000 still good for the sensitive areas inventory?
Yes. Well,
yep.
As far as
yes.
Our discussions were
yes.
Last.
Okay.
Yep.
Continuing on. Hickory Grove Beach House is completed. However, that amount will be $321,000. So $321,000. McFarland Park sidewalk improvements completed. The Justice Center roof replacement.
And we get to 25. sidewalk. Was it still at 25?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
The Justice Center roof replacement will be modified to 363,836. $363,836. $363,836. Well, my seventh grade math teacher hitting me on the head. We are proposing removing the Justice Center project, the overall study and planning work. You'll see different iterations of this later on in the proposed CIP. And then the secondary roads motor grader lease is completed. And then the countywide interoperable communication system will continue.
And where are we putting that new amount at, estimated right now?
I think
I'm leaving it at 1.5 this year and 1.5 next year.
Okay, thank you.
Was there an adjustment on the motor grader lease?
Oh, yeah. $901,000 instead of $911,000. I'm thinking that might have been a typo. The e-poll books is completed.
Yeah.
And that instead of $192,000, it's $192,500. The Hickory Grove sewer will continue. For $700,000 in fiscal year 21.
And 50 then, in FY
20. And 50 in FY 20.
Say it again, please.
So in FY 20, it'll be $50,000. And in FY 21, it'll be $700,000.
Thank you.
I just want to mention on that, I think you guys, I think everyone knows, but the suite of options available has a tremendous price range. And until we get that identified, this number is on the lower end. So, you know, we continue to work with the city of Colo, and if we can get agreement from the city, then we can keep this on the lower end. If we don't, then we can't. So, they have a new mayor. I've got a meeting with him coming up next week.
Phase 3 of Tedesco will continue into fiscal year 21. However, that amount will go from $2 million to $1.5 million. We've already touched on the Heart of Iowa Nature Trail construction. That will be completed. The IRVM spray truck and the building addition, both completed.
And those numbers are good?
Yes. The funding source for the spray truck will be rural fund instead of general fund. Should read that. But it'll be removed anyway. It'll be part of the completed list. Mm-hmm. The administration building infill addition study and planning work will be removed out of fiscal year 20 schedule, but it'll be in fiscal year 21. I didn't want to say continue it, though, because it is a little bit of a different approach. The HVAC equipment phase one will be completed.
If approved.
If approved.
We should try it. So I don't know if we want to list that one as completed or continued. Because we'll be talking about it at Tuesday's board meeting. So
when we discuss this, we anticipate they'd be completed by the end of the fiscal year. So for now, we're saying it will be completed project, and that amount will be up to $434,000.
And Linda, I'm assuming you've made arrangements to get briefed from FISOBM on this before.
The IT server room heat pump will be completed, and that amount will be $23,000. motor grader lease, obviously completed, but that needs to be a rural fund. And the tractor and mower and dump truck purchases are all done. And then continuing the countywide interoperable communication system.
So, looking maybe at Lisa again here about, so that's still at fiscal year 20 or fiscal year 21 for the interoperable?
Fiscal year 21.
So we're moving to
okay.
Thank you.
The first one I mentioned will be listed fiscal year 20. This one on zone will be listed fiscal year 21.
Okay, thank you.
Any questions on current fiscal year 19 and 20 other than what we just discussed?
No, but thank you for the work, right? I'll say it right now, just in bringing us up to date on where we were on numbers and everything. Thank you.
It's a little bit of a moving target.
Yes.
I attend it as a guide, so the numbers do by default need to be adjusted occasionally. So I have three projects that are in fiscal year 21 as current projects in the adopted CIP. We'll talk about them as we go through the sheets. Now, if you want to go to your other packet, I handed out today. But I just do want to note, we do have sheets on these, but the amounts are revised, and we'll talk about them as we go through. So just continuation.
Are the amounts revised on all of them or just facilities management?
They're updated based on our discussions on Tuesday. So you'll see if I updated it yesterday, it's in red font, and I'll point that out. And then Joby's, I just printed off, and you'll see, you'll notice the difference. There are numbers on each one. Those are for my planning purposes only. I have a spreadsheet, and that's going to help me with the organization and tracking, especially the multi-year projects. So don't put any stock in those numbers other than I needed to have something to go to. So you should be on fiscal year 21-1 on the top. It's the countywide space needs study. You have two forms for this one because Joby did submit a revised one. So if you want to go to the second form in your packet.
I'm just going to come up. I've got a few that are different than originally submitted.
So the first one is not updated. The first form
is updated, actually. It has the updated amount.
But I
left it in there because I honestly didn't have time to swap out both of them and make sure I did it right.
Okay.
Basically, the first one is the original sheet that I submitted and Leanne updated in red, and then the second sheet would be the second form that I submitted. I did mine electronically and then noticed in our session that some of the language got cut off, so when I resubmitted it, changed it so that the wording all showed up.
We know where we are now. Good. I appreciate that because there were some that I couldn't read.
And this is a little bit different process, getting this information to you guys, so grant me some grace that it's going to be some bumps along the road this first time around, going through sharing all this information.
And understand that when we met Tuesday, that was our first opportunity to go through these and talk about them and vet them and that kind of stuff. So the changes are usually because in our conversation we're like, well, maybe we should do this or maybe we should do that.
Yeah, I almost got plenty of time, that's fine.
Okay, so the countywide space needs study. It's a fiscal year 21 project. You will see future projects that have a statement dependent on this. So this is a critical part of a lot of the future planning for improvements on our different facilities throughout Story County. Do you want to talk about it at all?
Yeah, I mean, as you've seen, we had a couple of big projects that have been on the CIP. One was that Justice Center, you know, security, and that we ended up removing. You know, if we move forward with remodeling the county attorney's space, originally they were going to be part of the infill courthouse security. So I wanted to remove that and make that its own separate project. And then I think there's still some unknown security issues with that facility that we may or may not address, but I thought with that, and then there's been some requests from various offices and departments for storage purposes, extra office, so I feel that having a professional company come in and evaluate what all of our needs are, that can help direct what the scope of some of these, you know, like the infill of this building. I think that that's step one, and then you'll even notice in some of, I changed some of the fiscal years I had originally planned for some of the requests, moved them back, because I think once the space needs study is done and we know what we need, then we can prioritize it and then maybe do some schematic design of some of the things the year before we want to go into a construction phase, because then we can have accurate, that'll help with getting accurate construction estimate costs. So we can look at, you know, professionals that do it on a daily basis, and they know the trends of the construction industry instead of me trying to come up with a number to put and then try to help steer us away from, you know, $100,000, you know, multiple, you know, $300,000 projects turning into $450,000 projects. So help accurately budget. So.
Great. The sheriff's requested space be included in this study.
Yeah, I anticipate.
Besides, there was a separate form on it. That's what I wondered.
And I got professional guidance on coming up with the estimate, and I gave them the total number. Yeah, I think I provided that. So they had total of square footage of our current county, all county-owned properties, number of employees, and all that stuff to try and come up with an accurate cost for having the space needs study performed. So.
Thank you. And then we didn't discuss this at our on Tuesday, but one side benefit will be an ability to look at it through the eyes of the COOP-COG too, to make sure our alternate facility locations. That we made the right decision. We think we made the right decision, and Joby and I will touch base on that more in February. But do we truly build that into and evaluate that in kind of that different vein?
And I feel good about this approach because then there's going to be an opportunity for every department, every office to weigh in, and all weighing in at the same time and with that third voice, expert voice, if you will, listening to that. So
you have to look at it from the outside, you know, to truly have a non-biased opinion on what's priority and what's not.
Thank you.
And also, we should be able to save space by combining all this rather than having every department doing their own space.
Yeah.
As much as possible. I know we won't get
it. Combine where it's appropriate, not combine.
Exactly. I think that's good. Thanks for your work on this. Any other questions?
No. The next one is the generator at this building. Again, two forms. As we discussed Tuesday, the updated amount is $633,000. Joby got it almost down to the penny, though, on his revised form. The draft CIP, I'm going to go with the $633,000, though.
Yeah. My numbers reflect.
Really,
I actually had it down to the cent too, but I rounded that.
But he did incorporate the architectural engineering and the contingency fees as well.
So my only question is, in this, Joby, we can apply for a certain amount, right?
Yeah,
it's a percentage amount.
In
right?
The notes of the updated sheets would be the second one. You kind of seen what I anticipated. What the out-of-pocket costs would be dependent on the three different applications that I submitted.
Okay, super.
So we kind of have a better idea on, if we chose to go forward with it, what it may cost, depending on which application may or may not be approved. So try to reflect. I mean, ultimately, at $632,000, I've had trouble recommending spending that kind of money to update the generator here, but that's a whole other conversation for another
time.
But I wanted to try and reflect what an actual cost would look like if the grants, if one of those three applications were approved.
Do you have a timeline when you might hear on those grant applications?
That's nothing new since my quarterly report.
Okay.
I think that my understanding of it is they're still wanting more applications, so they haven't set a deadline for applications yet.
Gotcha.
So once they set a deadline, and then best I could get out of the gentleman I worked with was a few weeks.
So, in other words, probably after the first of the year.
I'm anticipating probably closer to spring.
Definitely. Spring of 2020?
Okay, the next one I list is the attorney remodel. The packet actually is the courthouse and building security at the Justice Center, so just go with the packet order. I mean, that's just a list on the screen for our purposes. Again, two forms, because Jovi did submit some revisions based on our discussions. We have a more defined amount, but I do want to also note this is one of those that's dependent on that space needs study. And that's what mine reflects as well.
The attorney remodel?
No.
Justice Center outbuilding.
Yes, exactly.
So is this the one that may have been described to us, or at least when Paul and Nick came over to talk to me, it was described as enclosing the NRAP, but more space and...
Because I was presented with, they've got the MRAP is one, they've got an emergency response vehicle, some barricades of boat for the dive team, and some other equipment, and then this would incorporate the equipment that facilities management currently houses at the 4-H building.
Oh, it does? Okay.
So I was just looking at it. This might be if they, you know, they were looking for storage at the Justice Center complex. Mm-hmm. So if we're going to look at storage for the sheriff's office, I thought that might be appropriate for facilities management to incorporate our storage needs. But I don't have the overall, you know, I kind of come up with using the size that the sheriff's office feel they need.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I come up with my number. I think that we could accomplish the need with less square footage, but I think that that's where this third party space needs study can come in and, you know, and say that now for this much equipment it should fit in this. Mm-hmm. You know.
Okay. No, that's great.
To kind of have an idea on, instead of, you know, get away from the, I know that the board would like to get away from the to be determined pricing method, that I wanted to put some sort of dollar amount on it based off of what the request was.
Sure.
So that we could have a number to initially look at, and then if the space needs study happens, then we can have a, you know, then we can have a more accurate size.
So this could be... Let me make sure I understand. The space needs study part of it is in facilities management, and the actual construction would be sheriff's.
Or both.
Okay.
Or how we wanted to.
But.
When we get to that point.
Folding this in terms of decision making with the facilities, with the space needs study, though.
The countywide space needs study.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then this one actually gets pushed back to fiscal year 23.
Okay.
So even the planning and studying gets pushed back to 23?
No, that's
the construction.
In the 21 budget.
Sorry?
The overall
that's
countywide.
That's in the 21 budget.
Thank
planning
you. Okay.
Planning is in the 21. Mm-hmm. What we're saying is
steady up at the front.
What we're saying is this isn't a study of just this anymore. We've wrapped it into the countywide study. So the
construction
would not happen until 23, if it would even happen, depending on what the space needs to
show. Okay, so
I would just rename this one construction.
Yes, that's what I was trying to figure out, which was some of the study money in here and some of the study money in the other one. All the study money is elsewhere, so this is just construction now.
All the construction.
Okay.
Now to the Torrey County Attorney's Remodel Project. We have an updated amount. Actually, it goes Joby's amount because he's able to do some additional and get some additional information. Now just shy of just over $629,000. And it would be a total beginning and ending in fiscal year 21.
So the updated is 614?
No, Joby is
29. Okay,
because
I
got a stamp here.
So do I.
Remember, Joby just gave me his stuff, so go with the updated. It says updated was based on our conversations on Tuesday.
So get rid of this.
Go get rid of the one that says updated on here.
And go with the blank one that has the amount on the back.
So in general, we should be using the ones that have the handwritten FY number on it and the other ones we could.
Probably.
We're not losing anything if we throw the other ones away.
No. I just didn't have time to review them.
I'm just going to do it while we're going in because otherwise it's going to be hard to,
Yeah, and I apologize for that because I did.
I'm glad you got the numbers.
I appreciate that.
I'm just sorting
here to make sure I don't have a problem. But I'm looking through that I got it right.
So then my question here is we're looking at this fiscal year 21, not even starting in 20. So.
Yeah, that is because we are still in, all that we had anticipated on doing in fiscal year 20 with the county attorney remodel was doing that schematic design to get us a cost estimate for the construction phase of it. And I did receive that, and then there's a note that price I put on there does not include the elevator that we have discussed, because it basically come down to accomplish what we'd like to accomplish with these private elevators is require two independent elevators at about $125,000 apiece. So I think that, we was going to discuss, when it come to the point that we was going to revisit the board about this specific project, I was going to say maybe we look at some of this other projects, like if we were to infill the courtyard at the Justice Center, that might be the appropriate time to actually look at adding an elevator versus the county attorney.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Got it. Thank you. Okay. Next one is the administration building infill, the planning study. So go to Joby.
Yep. So as you can see, that's another one that is going to be dictated by the overall space needs study. So I moved, if we thought about construction, I moved it to FY23, and then that's the $1.5 million, and that is based off of, if you took that under the canopy out here and basically remodeled it at two stories, infilled the whole thing and incorporated some storage and office space, the $1.5 million would be a close accurate estimate. But until we do that space needs study to determine is that the appropriate place to add space or not. So that's why I
got it. Mm-hmm. Next one is the Justice Center Courthouse and Building Security. Same thing. Look for the handwritten numbers. So it should say 21-5. Mm-hmm. So it's a $1.9 million.
Yeah.
And I said earlier this was that fiscal year 19 project that we removed and modified to bring it forward. It'd be fiscal year 23. Originally it was proposed to be fiscal year 22. But again, dependent on the space needs study and so many other different elements.
So this is a fiscal year 23?
Construction, if it went into construction, that would be, I chose realistically the earliest it would be considered would be 23. If it went into construction.
And again, the study part is in the other.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this would just be. Study part is included in that $35,000 complex space.
Okay, so we would, this is one we could just relabel as construction for FY23.
Yeah.
And get rid of the 21.5 designation.
Does this first of all include the U.S. Marshal recommendations?
Yes, but at what scope? It said I haven't had a chance to really talk with the sheriff's office staff to determine what their priorities from that U.S. Marshal's report are. So it was just kind of the things that I've briefly spoken with the sheriff's office about, where they kind of feel that their direction will be on it. I tried to incorporate that into that 1.9 million, so we could kind of, and that's with essentially the courtyard being a single level addition with an elevator. If we chose to add a private elevator, because there has been some talks with the sheriff's office that they currently rent some climate-controlled storage space, and so that if we were going to do something with the front entry security at that building and infill that courtyard or do something with it, then maybe we move away from leasing climate-controlled storage and incorporate it in that area of the building.
So two thoughts come to mind just on that thought. First of all, it'd be great to not pay $1,000 a year to store some uniforms across the street that we do now. Also, though, but then I'm thinking about the dive boat again, all right, about that's in a climate control, that's up at Gilbert, and that my understanding from them, from the sheriff, was that we'll get a request to have to move that anyway.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the study will show that about is the dive boat going out there or going into the...
I think, like, my understanding, and don't quote me on this, is the climate control aspect of the dive team boat, it's more of the... like the suits and the equipment for the dive team needs to be climate controlled, not the boat itself.
Got it.
So if we could incorporate that into this infill, and that's the climate controlled storage, those items, you know, that's, I think that space needs study will help really dictate what, where things can and should go.
Okay. Thank you.
Now we're to the excavator purchase from Darren. This is secondary road county engineer's only request to let you know.
Oh,
it's from fiscal year 21. Amount of $315,000.
Because the lease payments just continue, right? They'll just be carried forward automatically.
Yeah, those just continue there.
Yeah, he doesn't have to request that every year because it's already set. She just includes it in the annual amount.
The amount. Okay, super. Thank
you. So at
$250,000?
Next is McFarland Lake Watershed Improvement Plan and Lake Restoration Design. So these next three that you see are ones that are currently in as fiscal year 21 projects. And 20 projects. There's some modifications, so Mike went ahead and submitted new applications.
We've got the new ones right here, correct?
What's that? What was that?
So this is what we're looking at right here, are the new ones rather than just carrying over. Okay, thank
you.
So based on our conversations on Tuesday, I'll let Mike correct me if I noted it wrong, but the schedule would be both fiscal year 21 and 22. This is for McFarland Lake Watershed Improvement Plan and Restoration. The updated amount, $50,000 for fiscal year 21, $500,000 for fiscal year 22.
$50,000
$650,000 for fiscal year 21, $500,000 for fiscal year 22.
So $500,000 for design or to restore?
For the construction.
Thank you. That was, once again, reading what's written here versus. Okay.
Is this a new one? We didn't have it in our packet before, did we?
No.
No, you have it in your packet.
The one you gave us before?
I didn't see it. In fact, one of my questions was going to be, where's the conservation new projects?
Well, the first number I had was 21.
No,
it's renumbered.
Yes.
It's renumbered. It was 21.8, now it's 21.7. That's why I was confused.
Yeah. I thought I saw it in there.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
So in fiscal year 21, it'll just be the McFarland Lake Watershed Improvement Plan Lake Restoration Design, and then fiscal year 22, same except for construction. So it appears white. Those are two separate amounts.
Just my quick about what's going on there. It's starting to silt in also, or just
significant silting on the southeast side of it. Every year we get more and more. I guess I should say the water quality there, the recreational experience there, diminishes every year. And this year was certainly we had a spike comments from the public about the quality of the lake and desires to get it improved. It's been on our list for some time. Now it's starting to get to a point now that we'll have Hickory done where we can start to work on some of these others. So this project includes development of a improvement plan. We've been doing water quality monitoring these last several months. And so the plan would be developed by Iowa State, the same folks that did the plan for Hickory Grove. And they're the ones that are doing the monitoring for it. And then we're anticipating a pretty modest plan. This is nothing. It doesn't compare to the size or scope of Hickory. So we're anticipating a pretty modest plan within that $50,000, and then using the balance on that for design work on construction for improvement.
And so just to confirm, it's a budget request, meaning general fund money that you're going to ask?
Correct. There may be, once we get to construction, then there'll be grant funds available. But for the design portion, there won't be.
Okay, thank you.
Next is the Hickory Grove Park Asphalt Road Overlay. So originally it was in the fiscal year 21. It's now proposed to be in three fiscal year 21, 22, and 23. The updated amounts in fiscal year 21 would be $180,000. Fiscal year 22 is $600,000. And fiscal year 23, $175,000. So you'll see that in three different segments.
Can you repeat the last number?
On the form?
On the new form.
Right on the back.
New one. That's great. Thank you.
Hickory Grove Park Asphalt Road.
What's included in FY21 is an overlay on the existing asphalt portions of the road. I would say, a portion of it is currently asphalted and a portion of it is gravel right now, of the in-park roads. The FY21 would be just an overlay on the existing asphalt. FY22 would be putting asphalt down or hard surfacing down on the portions that are currently gravel. So it'll be the inside the campground, the loop in the campground, and it would be the loop out by Oriole Ridge Lodge, and kind of the southeast portion of the north half of the park. So that's the 600. The 175 would be the beach parking lot And that's currently gravel as well.
Right. So as somebody who's used the beach parking lot, okay, and never had a problem with it being gravel, why would we go ahead and spend the money to do asphalt there?
Yeah, I mean, I think you ask two different people, you'll get two different responses on it, and I certainly understand. That's why one of the reasons we have it lower on the priority, is so it's the furthest one out. But the same token, I think that with all of the improvements that we're doing, I think we're going to continue to have dust problems. We're going to continue to have gravel maintenance, maintenance needs. And I think that in the end, probably our best case scenario is hard paving to minimize on some of those maintenance costs and uplift the visitor experience.
You know, I hear
is it a must have? We'll have to answer that question.
I've heard, well, you don't have to put gravel down then, but you do have to repair and replace asphalt and overlay it. So I'm just wondering if there's any kind of a long-term cost-benefit analysis to paving it as opposed to continue putting new rock on it every few years.
I haven't put numbers to it, but I think just anecdotally we would see probably see more costs associated with oil cans. It depends on how good you keep up the asphalt. So I'd have to put numbers to it before I speculate anything.
Yeah, there's
got to
be something out there just in general about that.
I would also assume it would depend on the weather. If you've got a really rough winter or really wet spring, just like we're seeing on some of our secondary roads that have had significant pothole type things, you're going to have more maintenance with it, more grading, more rock that's going to be potentially needed.
Right.
I appreciate that you put it out further on the list so that we'd have some time to kind of consider that and make some determinations at a later date.
The other thing that I would add is right now with the renovation project, we've had a lot of heavy truck traffic on that road. And so it, I guess, exacerbates the need at least on the overlay. And then in the interim, we're going to have to make the gravel road portions. We're going to have to improve those as well, probably just in-house efforts on those. But as a result of the construction project, but we've had a lot of heavy traffic on the roads, and they're in pretty poor. They were in poor condition ahead of time. We held off on the overlay because we knew we were going to be doing the renovation,
And I appreciate that you have had that happen in the asphalt. But let's just to be clear, the form we got a couple of days ago just had the $180,000 on it for next fiscal. The change that we just got was adding $600,000 project for 22 and the $175,000 for 23.
Correct.
Those are just asks that we've seen this morning.
Correct.
I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't missing another sheet, that there was a separate one from what we've seen before.
Actually, when I see the draft plan, mm-hmm. It'll actually break it down before your
formula and the description will include overlaying and
using asphalt.
This
for your 22
hard
surface and interior
gravel
roads, so that there's at least more description.
Yeah.
Of the
good.
Going.
Yeah, and I wrote.
Part of Iowa Nature Trail paving. So this is the piece inside Slater. I do have a map. I did when we met last Tuesday. I asked Mike if he could possibly have a map prepared. One, I'm having a hard time keeping track of, which is phase one, the heart of Iowa, which is phase, so many different phases done. But he did bring that. I don't know how the board feels, if it's something you'd like to incorporate into the CIP, or if we just use some of our story map efforts we use, which is a GIS-based effort for CIP. Maybe next fall or next spring, once the plan is
out,
to
be
incorporated via that way.
But
I think just the visual representation of what Mike's talking about when he's presenting these requests.
So this is the one that was 21-10 in yesterday's packet, correct? And it's
yep.
Now 21.9.
Yep.
But just so I know, why did the numbering change? Is there one I should pull out or something?
Yes, some of the original ones were cut for 21. So remember, I just put them in the spreadsheet so I could make sure I could track them when they're multi-year projects.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess we need that on the spreadsheet and then push back to 22 and it can be whatever.
Okay, thank you.
I appreciate, so you'd ask for feedback on the graphic. I think it's a great idea. I don't, because it does help me also see where are we on this visually. So is it a problem to produce that, to include that in the CIP draft?
Yes and no.
Okay.
You can get clever about where it's an appendix or something. An asterisk with this item and it appears on the table and then the appendix, whatever. We can do it. I don't know if they'll begin the draft once they will see.
I see. Okay.
So I'll wait. By the time it's adopted.
Yeah. And that's good. So the public can keep track too very easily. Okay, thank you.
Just a kind of question on the form real quickly. You get on the back said that you've got a total estimated project cost, and then you've got cost in a box below there, a text box, which is A&E and contingency. Those are in addition to the total estimated project cost, aren't they? They are not. I thought it was a stupid question. I'm glad I asked it. The total is a total. And I think it's... Okay. Got it. Thank you.
So in this particular one, the only change from what was initially was the funding source.
Again, general fund.
What's Peterson's chart for toilet? So that one now is considered a 2110. Yeah. Looking at packets. And the only change in this one is the funding source. We have a table B. Now, before we go on, then the next one on the screen is the net ash replacement. However, Barb did not submit a form, and I know she's been out. This is something that is anticipated that needs to be done on a 3-year cycle. And it's for $85,000. So it does meet the threshold to be a CIP request. I would anticipate getting that in any time. It would be fiscal year 21 and then again in fiscal year 24.
21 was with the budget.
Okay, thank you.
But again, we do not have a form yet. By the time, so you'll see that in the draft, it'll be general fund dollars.
The number again?
$85,000.
Thank you.
Okay, that is it for fiscal year 21. So those ideally are all in the budget request.
Ideally, we haven't gotten through all of them yet, so I'll make sure.
So normally what I do during the budget work session, if I'm not in attendance, I will listen to the work session after it's been recorded and make sure that the numbers match. But I will not be able to do that this year, so... I'm assuming that will probably be through your first experience with a budget work session, a unique aspect to add into your responsibility, but someone will need to do that because ultimately those numbers should match when you get the draft CIP that goes out for public review. The next ones, though, are not in the end budget request because we're not starting to fiscal year 23 budget. So these are truly estimates, best guesstimates that we can come up with. Any questions before we go on? Okay, the first one is the Justice Center fire alarm replacement.
I'm sorry, weren't there some other items that were in green on your previous?
Yeah, they already talked about those. McFarland Lake Watershed.
Thank you. I couldn't read them. So. All right, thank you. Okay.
For conservation.
Get it, but
and
it's hard to see.
The Justice Center fire alarm replacement, Jovi did modify that. No, I got two forms.
He sent it to me again. You're not listening. I was skidding both ears, and I don't hear real well.
Dust center outbuilding, storage, planning, and study. Actually, no, the next one you have in your packet is a training facility. Sorry.
Well, now I've got the DM.
What?
No. I'm just a little...
I'm confused.
Yeah, now I've got three forms that say 22.1 on them. I'm trying to pull them out and don't know which is which. Should we keep the one that has the handwritten number on?
Yeah.
Is that the safest?
Still
okay. Okay.
All right. Okay.
I should have said this. Don't use your original form unless you have notes on it.
I do.
Okay.
I don't either.
That's why.
And next year we'll hopefully have time in between staff
meetings. Sure. And we understand that. It was, yes. You worked really fast. Everybody worked fast to get these done on time frame. It was an early one, and we appreciate it. But just trying to keep it safe.
Keep it straight.
Keep it straight at this point.
Okay.
So we went beyond the fire alarm. Okay, got it. Thank you.
They are proposing multi-purpose training facility at the firing range. We did add language based on our conversation that this amount may need to be updated depending on the space needs study. They're looking at a nearly 5,000 square foot building and $385,000.
I'll talk about this a little bit. I spoke with Nick Lenny real briefly about this one, and I provided him with that $385,000, but once reading his little narrative that he also provided with his application, I believe that $385,000 is a very low number. I think it's not accurate of what that facility would actually cost to construct. So I mean, it just, you know, and I'm not trying to say anything bad about Nick. We had like a 2-minute conversation, and I was thinking more of a very basic pole building type structure, and based off the square footage he provided me, I gave him the $75 a square foot. I think more realistically, based off of the narrative that was provided with the application, it would be probably double what's listed minimum.
I was at a meeting early this morning with there was a development person in there, a builder. And so I said, just core, give me a real average, going there's grading and all those things we run into, right? So tell me what you minimum estimate to build per square footage for something that was for occupancy of humans, mm-hmm. all right, to use, 250
yeah.
per square foot.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, and that's with that would be in the category of construction on like the level of this type of building.
Okay.
You know, you can lower that. You can get a little bit closer to the 200 if you do more of like a, you know, like a residential type construction, wood frame construction. And then this also giving that property, there's some watershed considerations for that property, and there would also be septic requirements for that property,
sure.
and rural water service at that property that are not accounted for in the cost estimate. So I just think there are notes that need to be added to that form. Once again, I think this would be a good project that would fall underneath that space needs study. So
when you see the draft plan, that language will be added. That's dependent on the space needs.
And my question, Nick, sorry, Joby, is still related to this. This is just the training facility for the fire. Are they wanting to do any upgrade to the firing range themselves?
That's a different request.
Okay, got it. Sorry about that one.
So this is just the proposed building.
Thank
you. Sounds like some firearms training, classroom setting, restrooms, some firearms cleaning, you know. So, yeah, we'll talk about the other improvements here in a minute or two.
Thank you.
The next one in your packet should be the Oriole Ridge Lodge. And it's now called a restroom. It's not a vault toilet, as the original proposal stated. It's a restroom facility. And we did note that this project has a dependency on the Hickory Grove sewer project. That will really dictate. Updated to reflect general fund and conservation reserve as the funding source.
So that number's not changed, though.
No.
So was it inaccurately called a vault toilet? That's what I wondered, because I was looking at vault toilets, and they look like something quite different.
What's that other one we had earlier?
You'll see both this and the Hickory Grove from the have been modified from vault toilets to restrooms.
Correct.
Okay.
Speaking of which, the Hickory Grove from the campground restroom, same thing, depending on Hickory Grove sewer project and the funding sources. The next one is the Hickory Grove campground design, and did note it's dependent on the Hickory Grove sewer project, and the funding sources have changed as well. The shelter gathering area at West Peterson Park. The next request. The only change from the original form you saw was adding the general fund.
Okay, it wasn't a change, it was just an addition. Okay, thanks.
Health improvement, which would incorporate a parking lot, restroom, storage shed. So we did list general funds and grants as the funding option. We also did update the form to select the tax increment financing. That discussion would be probably next fall, spring of 21, to have the bullshit.
So just a question or a comment here, whatever. I think the previous board, was pretty clear $4 million was the maximum, and everything else above TEL, you're going to go need to find somewhere else. So we've got a budget.
Is that a general fund?
Huh?
Nothing.
Yeah. So anyway, how then was the decision made to go ahead and come back? Because we have a new board, and therefore maybe they would do something that previous board had not given.
If you can help me with the numbers. So Dagan's Lake payments will be done.
The TIF debt on Dagan's Lake is done in FY22.
Well, right. But that's not what previous board said up here. We said $4 million from the county, and you're done. Just want to make clear that you still have brought forward a request. It's a different board.
We didn't talk about that.
Or it's an option. I mean, these are options the board can consider.
Yes.
That way. Yeah. Yeah, but why would that?
My opinion is you probably just brought it forward or whatever, because we could say, nope, not doing anything at all.
Right.
As Mike has pointed out in the numerous of these, these are all in the conservation CIP, the Story County Conservation Board CIP. They're saying this is something that we would like to bring forward.
So they didn't understand. Conservation Board did not understand the boundary. I just want to hear it. We got a new board, so we're going to come back and remove that boundary set by a board.
I'm not taking it that way.
Honestly, that was our discussion last
Saturday.
That's a new board that's quite fit. It just was like,
no.
It's an option.
No, that was our conversation was. It was, there are some options.
Period.
But we need the first. Yeah. All right, sorry. Yeah. Let her go.
No. Our conversation the other day was, what are your thoughts on where the funding would come from? And since the FY22 bond, since the bond payments go down in FY22, that was one of the options. We never said that's what we want to do. We never said that's where the money's going to come from. What we said was the Conservation Board wants this, so it has to come, it's coming forward in the CIP so that it can be talked about.
So, and I just want to clarify, we just, the previous board did not say 4 million kits, said 4 million period, then you go find your money. So that's why I'm asking what the request is even doing here, anything for capital.
I wouldn't say that any board disregards what a previous board has done, but I also think that saying, and I'm not suggesting that I'm necessarily for or against this being in here, but things do change. I think it's good information to know that a previous board said we think $4 million is going to be enough. Okay, but somebody in 1960 might have said we'll never pay more than land to pave a road or something like that. I'm just saying it's good information to have. That's what the previous board said, but I wouldn't expect that nothing will ever happen contrary, or a request would never be made to the contrary because a board back when, even recently, said something.
Say 2 years ago.
I appreciate this. Loris, I appreciate the comments, really do.
Mm-hmm.
I think that regardless of that, I'm still in a position where it would come forward as a on the CIP, and there would be funding source options, because it's a need that's been identified. It was a need that was identified in the original master plan for potential in the future. And yes, absolutely, we had talked about $4 million. That, in my mind, is that's I'm not arguing that point whatsoever. But I'm saying that now we know that there's another need that needs to be addressed, and so that's why it's coming forward. And it's, you know, again, I want to emphasize what Leanne said at the beginning. This is purely a planning document. There is nothing about this that says we approve this amount of money for FY22. And so that decision point will come. We'll continue to look for other funding. But at any rate, I wanted this to be on the radar that this need has been identified. But Conservation Board certainly is not saying that we expect all of this to be TIF'd. Does that make sense? That's not the message.
It is not. I think Loris is going beyond TIF. I think she's saying any source of county funds. But my question to you might be, and we don't have to, you know,
right,
be to death here today, but my question here might be, was it $4 million, the current scope of the project, it better be done in $4 million, or don't ever ask for any more money for TIF?
I think the current scope as laid out, and this was in the current scope of the project.
The parking lot in the scope of the project.
It was identified as a potential future need. It was never costed.
It wasn't in the original project.
It was never costed.
It was supposed to be covered in the
It was identified in the master plan as a potential need.
There I see a distinction.
All right, so where you're making the distinction.
That's where I would make a distinction, I think.
From my vote. Okay,
Skunk River Water Trail Access Improvement. There are two potential sites that will be classifying later on, but the cost, but again, it's an estimate. Next one is Greenbelt Acquisition Property along Skunk River. Skunk River Greenbelt Acquisition, which is down by Cambridge. I did note, if you look at the form that we got today, the updated total project cost would be $450,000. That is on a 6-year payment.
How many years did you make?
Six.
6 years, you said?
Yeah. If you look at the bottom, it says updated $90,000 per year for property acquisition for 6 years.
Oh, it is 540. Who said 450?
So, now I'm really confused here. Skunk River Water Trail Access Improvement. Correct.
Okay. We're on the acquisition.
Not on the acquisition.
Thank you. We moved on.
Thank you.
Okay.
It's 540, not 450.
It's 540, yes.
Yeah,
oh,
six, I think
six,
I accidentally
said 450. Someone said it. I didn't even bother doing
the
math. I
just
wrote it down.
Okay, so 540. Why did we have something originally?
It was
90.
Because the originally, when Mike submitted it, he submitted just for that one fiscal year. Then through the discussions, we realized that it needs to be subsequent fiscal years too, because it's a payment schedule set out over 6 years, $90,000 per year to acquire the property. So it will be, you'll see it in fiscal year 22, 23, 24, 25, and then next year it'll be added to 26, and then 27.
Good to know that.
Okay. And note the source on this. The source is the trust fund, the conservation trust fund. That's an annual contribution that we get from another local trust, $90,000 a year. And so what the board is saying is that we'll take that $90,000 a year and put it toward this property.
Okay, and what's the name of that particular source?
Gladys Louie.
Is that the
Gladys Louie Trust.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is there, what's the time limit, or what's the length on that one? Is that in place?
That trust?
Uh-huh.
It's perpetual.
Okay, I thought so.
Okay. So, it needs to be in the CIP, and approved as part of the CIP, even though you're using those funds. Got it. Thank you.
Ready to go on?
Mm-hmm.
So up there I have listed as well Carlin Lake Watershed Improvement Plan and Hickory and Grove Park, because those will be ongoing. We've already talked about those.
Mm-hmm.
And then the outbuilding storage planning, these are continuations. So the next one is mobile computers and accessories. Request from the sheriff's office.
Hmm.
So their computers for their vehicles and their associated equipment will be due for replacement for fiscal year 23. And this does not come through the IT budget request process. It's budgeted directly through for the in-vehicle computers and equipment. So that comes through the sheriff's office.
Lisa, would that be related to the maybe rural fund the money? I mean, is
we
that why?
We rural fund money on anything except salaries and benefits for the 22 rural people.
Rural people. Okay.
That's
thank
all we
much.
Pay for out of the rural fund.
Thank you.
And I'm sorry, that's not true. You guys also make an annual decision whether to pay for some vehicles out of the rural fund or not. And I haven't looked. Is this in their budget? No, this is
the 22.
The 23.
Never mind. Hopefully
it's not. Right, I hope not.
The next one is, Laura, she asked about this, the improvements to the fire drain.
Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm.
This is tiling, drainage tile. It's improving some of the layout and design of the overall drainage itself, the physical layout.
Can I go back to the mobile computers? Well, I guess maybe you probably can't answer. Maybe I should just ask the sheriff's office. I had a question about the number and how many cars and what cars is it.
That's a good question for the sheriff's office.
I'll follow up with the sheriff's office, or we'll do it some other time. And it's not until 23, but I compare it to the org chart, and I'm a little confused. So I'll follow up later.
I can follow up and then get back to everyone if you'd like me to do that.
I think that that's a 23 budget request, or yes. 23 plan.
Yes,
there's plenty of time to discuss those things individually or talk about what the numbers really are.
Before keep my notes for next year.
I mean, this is the amount you put in, so we'll see what comes of us.
It could include a potential increase in staff. That's the need. They have a request this year, so I'm guessing they're putting an estimate in there. I could be wrong.
I still can't guess twice.
So they right have there. No.
Well, I just need to know more about
it,
and then I'll know whether it fits.
So also, since I last checked with you, they now have turned in a formal request.
Oh, I haven't seen.
I'm still working on sorting through everything, but four additional
staffing requests. Last time I heard, it was just a discussion.
Four.
Thank you.
On the race, the range from?
Yes, thanks.
So they are proposing some overhead lighting. The types of their target paint. So this is all this, again, everyone is with us, County Home Station. Additional shooting lanes. The note I did have that I shared with both sheriff's staff and as well as our meeting the other day, that property use is dictated by the board's adjustments as well as your conditional use permit. So those upgrades would be if the board adjusts for approval. So just putting it in the capital improvement plan and the board ultimately adopting that does not grant the land use approval as intended by the sheriff's office. Make sure that's clear.
Thank you. Can I just ask, did the sheriff's office, are these the same that we had in the packet that we've already looked at? There aren't any updates. Okay, thank you.
The Justice Center parking lot resurfacing. In order to ask the number for year 25. So 24 is the rain ground. Keep in mind, too, the leaf and motor graders will be another feed bath in this year. I just need to write that down.
Mm-hmm.
And then 25 is Justice Center parking lot resurfacing. And this has to be a TBD, or just especially the cost of asphalt, concrete, all that. And we're out the year 25 of the last year of it.
Yeah, I used the updated number on this one. I just used current pricing for asphalt and added 4% because it's 5 years out, and this is one that next year we may move it again, depending on it's showing signs of needing resurfaced. So as we keep an eye on it yearly, we'll just keep moving it as I see fit, and then if it's showing more signs of needing the resurfacing, then we'll start to bring it forward, or if we're in a position that it makes sense to move it forward and get it done because funding is there, we can do that. But that's why it's on the back end, and the price, so I'll try to increase the pricing as I watch the trends in asphalt. So.
Next one is the call investigation for recording equipment. And Lisa did some research for Lisa. So this was in 2015. No. Let's check my email. What did
you say?
I'll check it. So this equipment was Lisa. Mm-hmm. And what they're saying then in 2025 is a purchase of the body and all the cameras.
Years ago, that was comparable equipment.
This is at least 223.
So. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was 120.
Or was it 223? I think, if I recall correctly, at that point in time, they came forward with an ask for purchase, and it was a matter of. We could lease it for a reasonable amount, and let's see how this, because it was all new. You know, it was our first time doing it, so.
So the request on this was for year 25, but because of the initial lease, it's going to show up next year.
I don't know that it will, because I think that, well, according to the narrative, they're talking, you know, 9 years old, blah, blah, blah. So they must assume it's going to last. So I think it was a five-year lease, and they were expecting it would last 9 to 10 years. So it's on the radar, but.
And what happens actually?
I think there are. Yeah. Lenny did that, so we might want to talk to Lenny about what.
It might be that we own.
Yeah.
So it was lease purchase.
Yeah, I think, yes, pretty sure it was lease purchase.
Right.
Okay. Leanne, you said that you kept your spreadsheets, and so these were corresponding to your spreadsheet. So does your spreadsheet give any totals by year?
Yes.
Okay.
It will eventually.
You'll see that was something we added last year. It was by fiscal year total. But until we get through the budget work session, I'm not going to have to go to those numbers. Because
right.
Those numbers are so... I found out through the years those numbers definitely changed quite a bit.
Right. Could you just provide a copy of it for just so that I could, you know, or each one of us, if we choose, can run the summation totals as of today?
Ideally, it'll be on the SDR before I'm out of here.
Cannot get it before then. Okay. All right. That's
fine. I mean, that's, if I'm, yeah. Ideally, I have time to input all.
Okay. If you have time, whenever you get it done. Yeah, I was just thinking about having all this on one sheet, on a spreadsheet, would be rather useful because there's so much on here that really isn't useful information. There's just a few things that, you know, it's really nice to have on one sheet, so. Are there any other questions? So, Jovi and Mike, you're going to lead us through this the next time we go through it.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you for doing that.
So, this is what the spreadsheet will be. Project number and the mark for the name of the project, the fiscal year, department, the estimated budget amount, and the potential budget.
Okay, so it's
just a matter of me finding time to consolidate it. I can only do what I can.
It's whenever you are able to get it done. I think having it on the S drive and you letting us know, and if you don't get it, you know, maybe there's, if it's something that might be useful, however, when we have our next meeting, I'm wondering if we might find somebody else who could enter the information.
The information will be definitely
from the
appointment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
hopefully,
as I'm entering
there, I can do
something.
Okay.
Or maybe someone like Scarlett. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. So, because like my running sheets, I'll just take these numbers that we've got today, and I'm just going to run them on my own personal spreadsheet kind of thing. Yeah. So, but I just thought if you had one done. All right.
I haven't done
for
last year.
It's okay. Just no problem.
Well, I want to thank everybody because this is a lot of work to get this done, and particularly the updates really is good if there is updated information to have it while we're looking at this. So I appreciate that. And any other comments?
No. Thanks for all
the hard work.
Okay, thanks everybody. Hopefully by December 23rd, you'll have the draft plan. Mm-hmm.
If not, then it'll be December
23rd.
Okay.
Okay. It just seems like there's a lot of requests right now. They're identified as general fund, but, you know, yes, we'll be prioritizing.
Yes.
Short planning is. Yep. Okay. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate it.
No, you double click up here.
They changed the graph again.
Double click up here.
Oh, this is the old.
Yeah, that's the
double tap.
The correct way.
Oh, okay.